Good evening, everyone. Today is the 2nd of November. January. February. 2nd of February. I'll get it straight here eventually. Half asleep. I've entitled this video tonight, When a Government Becomes a Tyrant. When the government becomes a tyrant. What is the definition of a tyrant? Exercising power in a cruel or arbitrary way. Exercising power in a cruel or arbitrary way. You know, there have been governments around the world that have been tyrants. We look at Red China, how they are tyrannical, how they even try to coerce their people on how to even think, how to think about politics, how to think about religion, how to think about their decisions that they make in their daily lives. We're seeing our government of the United States becoming a tyrant, exercising arbitrary control over its constituents. How do they exercise power and control in an arbitrary way? Well, they do it through education, programming, through deceit and lies. They do it through governmental control over taxation, through legislation. They legislate arbitrary control and tyrannical control. You know, they do it over not only at the federal level, but they do it at the state level. And now our government is trying to legislate how we think. The whole educational system is based upon this woke philosophy, the lies of wokeness. And it's all an instrument of Satan himself. Whenever the government becomes a tyrant, the people perish, and their freedom of conscience is snatched away from them. Over 26 years ago, I was terminated as a social worker because I refused to license homosexuals and place foster children with homosexuals. That's the government was being tyrannical and arbitrary, demanding that I do something that went against my conscience. Literally millions and millions and millions of babies have been aborted in this country. And now we have the LGBT community trying to be arbitrary and tyrannical and forcing their values down our throats. More and more of Marxist, Leninist, Stalinist philosophies are invading the thoughts of our university and our country. Satan would like to propagate his lies of Darwin and evolutionary theory, as well as humanism, upon the government of this United States, and he's done a pretty good job of it. What should be our response to this tyranny? Should we sit idly by and just twiddle our thumbs and sing "Everything's Coming Up Roses"? I think not. I think we should expose the evils of this tyrannical system. I believe we're under a new inquisition. The inquisition demands how we think, how we act, what we subscribe to, even forcing the lies of false doctrine down our throats. The foundation be destroyed, what will the righteous do? Well, we must continue on speaking the truth in love. We must continue to love our enemies, to do good to those that persecute us and to despitefully use us and say all kinds of evil against us. We must continue to proclaim the gospel that Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners. We must continue to take a stand against this woke philosophy and realize that it's satanic and that tyranny is a vehicle of Satan himself. We must continue to proclaim the truth of God's word. And when tyranny continually rules a nation, then the people begin to perish, don't they? So let us today remember that we are to proclaim the truth in love, take a stand against the evil that surrounds us. May the good Lord be with you this day is my prayer. And let us pray that God would restrain the evil and that his truth would be proclaimed throughout the land. God bless.